Good morning, everybody. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Prevenient Act, rounds to begin the day. Most Holy Trinity, I thank and praise you for this new day. And setting my will in yours, I affirm I want only to live and act in your will, thus making my prevenient act. I set all my acts of the day in order in you. Good morning, Blessed Mother, I love you. Come help me offer my first act of the day as an act of love and the divine will to God. Good morning, my Jesus. I come to make my first act of the day an act of love in your divine will. I immerse myself all in your holy will and embrace its immensity to multiply my act to the infinite in your eternal act. First, I make my act diffuse in all the thoughts, in the glances, in the words, in the movements, in the steps, in the heartbeats, in each breath, and in every act of every human being, from Adam to the last creatures who will live upon the earth. I offer this act to you, our Creator. Then, since all things in creation were made by God, for the love of the creature, I take this love in the sun, the stars, the earth, the sea, the birds, the flowers, and all the other things in creation, and making it mine, I offer it as so many other acts of homage, of love, of blessings, and of praise. And going up in paradise, I make my rounds for all the angels and for all the saints. I unite myself to all the heavenly court, and for each and every one, I give an act of love to you. Next, I take all that which dear Louisa has done, who has done good to everyone, and has loved everyone, and has operated in a universal manner for God and for everyone. I take it as though mine, as well as all that has been and will be done by those who live in the divine will and work in the same universal manner, and offer it to you as a still more beautiful act of love. Now I draw near to the Blessed Virgin, my dear Mother, she being ready to make a gift to me of all her merits. With the confidence of a little child, I take all she has done from the first instant of her Immaculate Conception to her last breath. And as if all were mine, I offer it to you, O God, as the most beautiful act. And then I go to the Eternal Word made man, and ask him to make me partake in all his acts, his conception, his birth, his escape into Egypt, his 30 years of hidden life, his years of public life, his passion, his death, his resurrection and ascension to heaven. I make it all mine and offer it to you, O sacrosanct Trinity. And thus, as a poor, miserable creature, do I offer you an act most complete and most holy, since I offer nothing of my own, but rather return to you all the glory from that which you have done. Amen.
The Command Prayer. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the unity and power of the Holy Spirit, under the mantle of Mary, with all the angels and saints, through the intercession of the servant of God, Louisa Picaretta, please take my humble prayer and make it your command, that all be accomplished and completed in your most holy divine will. We believe, we receive, so be it. Fiat. Amen.
Morning offering in the divine will. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, Mother and Queen of the divine will, I entreat you, by the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and by the graces God has granted to you since your Immaculate Conception, the grace of never going astray, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I'm a poor and unworthy sinner, and I beg of you the grace to allow our Mother Mary and Louisa to form in me the divine acts you purchased for me and for everyone. These acts are the most precious of all, for they carry the eternal power of your fiat, and they await my, yes, your will be done. So I implore you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, to accompany me as I now pray. I am nothing, and God is all. Come, divine will. Come, Heavenly Father, to beat in my heart and move in my will. Come, beloved Son, to flow in my blood and think in my intellect. Come, Holy Spirit, to breathe in my lungs and recall in my memory. I fuse myself in the divine will, and I place my I love you, I adore you, and I bless you, God, in the fiat of creation. With my I love you, my soul bilocates in the creations of the heavens and the earth. I love you in the stars, in the sun, in the moon, and in the skies. I love you in the earth, in the waters, and in every living creature my Father created out of love for me, so that I may return love for love. I now enter into Jesus' most holy humanity that embraces all acts. I place my I adore you, Jesus, in your every breath, heartbeat, thought, word, and step. I adore you in the sermons of your public life, in the miracles you performed, in the sacraments you instituted, and in the most intimate fibers of your heart. I bless you, Jesus, in your every tear, blow, wound, thorn, and in each drop of blood that unleashed light for the life of every human. I bless you in all your prayers, reparations, offerings, and in each of the interior acts and sorrows you suffered up to your last breath on the cross. I enclose your life and all your acts, Jesus, within my I love you, I adore you, and I bless you. I now enter into the acts of my Mother Mary and of Louisa. I place my I thank you in Mary and Louisa's every thought, word, and action. I thank you in the embrace, joys, and sorrows, in the work of redemption and sanctification. Fused in your acts, I make my I thank you and I bless you, God. Flow in the relations of every creature to fill their acts with light and life, to fill the acts of Adam and Eve, of the patriarchs and prophets, of the souls of the past, present, and future, of the holy souls in purgatory, of the holy angels and saints. I now make these acts my own, and I offer them to you, my tender and loving Father. May they increase the glory of your children, and may they glorify, satisfy, and honor you on their behalf. Let us now begin our day with our divine acts fused together. Thank you, Most Holy Trinity, for enabling me to enter into union with you by means of prayer. May your kingdom come, and your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Fiat.
Consecration to the Divine Will. O adorable and divine will, behold me before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all anew, divine will. Therefore, O adorable will, prostrate before your light, I, the least of all creatures, put myself into the little group of the sons and daughters of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in your nothingness, I invoke your light and beg that it clothe me and eclipse all that does not pertain to you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. I do not want the human will to have life in this heart any longer. I will cast it away from me and thus form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it, I shall be always happy. I shall have a singular strength and a holiness that sanctifies all things and conducts them to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the Most Holy Trinity, that they permit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, and thus return in me the first order of creation, just as the creature was created. Heavenly Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Fiat, take my hand and introduce me into the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my most tender mother, and you will teach me to live in and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Heavenly Mother, I consecrate my whole being to your Immaculate Heart. You will teach me the doctrine of the divine will, and I will listen most attentively to your lessons. You will cover me with your mantle so that the infernal serpent dare not penetrate into this sacred Eden to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my greatest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and feed me to form in me the life of the divine will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the guardian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and shall never give it to me again, that I may be sure of never leaving the will of God. My guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may flourish and be the instrument that draws all men into the kingdom of the divine will. Amen.
Prayer for Louisa's beatification. O Most Holy Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ taught us that as we pray, we should ask that our Father's name be always glorified, that his will be done on earth, and that his kingdom should come to reign among us. In our great desire to make known the kingdom of love, justice, and peace, we humbly ask that you glorify your servant Louisa, little daughter of the divine will, who with her constant prayer and suffering deeply yearned for the salvation of souls and the coming of God's kingdom in the world. Following her example, we pray you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to help us joyously embrace the crosses of this world so that we may also glorify your name. Enter into the kingdom of your will. Amen.
Prayer before each lesson of the Divine Will Cenacle. May the will of the Father, made known by the Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, reign in me through Mary, in every act I do this day, and every act for the rest of my life. May I enter into the eternal divine order of God, to place my absolute nothingness in the heart of the Most Holy Trinity, to give to my Father the joy of fulfilling the purpose of my existence by doing all the acts of my life through the Immaculate Heart of my Mother and in the divine will. And in this same manner, may I breathe, think, speak, pray, eat, live, act, work, walk, and sleep. May my soul be devoid of any longings, wants, or desires, except for those of my beloved divine will. And may you, Lord, do with me whatever you want, long, or desire. All I ask is that you bind me in your most holy will so intimately that I may never swerve from carrying out what I know to be your good pleasure, and that I remain so docile to the movements of your divine will that you never perceive even a breath of resistance in my soul to your desires for me. Come, divine will, with all the angels and saints, especially my sweet mother, touch my forehead and to imprint on it the Holy Spirit and infuse in me the light so I can understand the truths and goods that are in these writings and prayers. Amen. Fiat. July 11th, 1926. Just as it was necessary to make known who they were who suffered more than anyone to form the kingdom of redemption, so it is necessary to make known she who has suffered for the kingdom of the supreme fiat. For quite a few days, my sweet Jesus had not told me anything about his most holy will. Rather, he would make himself seem sad in the act of striking the creatures. Today, as though wanting to go out of his sadness, because when he speaks about his will, it seems he puts himself in feast. Coming out from within my interior, he told me, "My daughter, I want to cheer myself up. Let me speak of the kingdom of my supreme will." And I, "My love and my life, Jesus, if you do not tell me all the secrets that are in it, not knowing everything, I will not enjoy the fullness of the goods that this kingdom possesses. Nor will I be able to give you the return of love for the goods that you hide. And I would feel unhappy in the midst of so much happiness, because my I love you would not be flowing in everything that you possess in it. It may be small, but it is the I love you of your little daughter, whom you love so much." And Jesus, taking my own words, told me, "My little daughter, you yourself are saying how necessary knowledge is. If it is necessary for you, much more so for others. Now you must know that in order to form the kingdom of redemption, those who distinguish themselves the most in suffering were my mama and I. And even though apparently she suffered none of the pains that the other creatures knew, except for my death, which was known by all, and which was the fatal and harrowing blow for her maternal heart, more than any most sorrowful death. However, since she possessed the unity of the light of my will, this light brought to her pierced heart not only the seven swords told by the church, but all swords, spears, and pricks of all sins and pains of creatures, which martyred her maternal heart in a harrowing way. But this is nothing. This light brought her all my pains, my humiliations, my torments, my thorns, my nails, the most intimate pains of my heart. The heart of my mama was the true sun. Though one can see nothing but light, this light contains all the goods and effects that the earth receives and possesses. So one can say that the earth is enclosed in the sun. The same for the sovereign queen. While one could only see her person, but the light of my supreme will enclosed in her all possible imaginable pains. And the more intimate and unknown these pains were, the more valuable and powerful they were over the divine heart to impetrate the longed-for Redeemer. And more than solar light, they descended into the hearts of creatures to conquer them and bind them in the kingdom of redemption. So the church knows so very little of the pains of the celestial sovereign queen that one can say that she knows only the visible pains, and this is why she gives the number of the seven swords. But if she knew that her maternal heart was the refuge, the deposit of all pains, and that the light of my will brought everything to her, sparing her nothing, the church would not speak of seven swords, but of millions of swords, more so since they were intimate pains. And therefore God alone knows the intensity of the sorrow. This is why, by right, she was constituted Queen of Martyrs and of all sorrows. Creatures can give a weight of value to exterior pains, but they do not know enough of the interior ones to be able to attribute to them the right price. Now, in order to form in my mama first the kingdom of my will and then that of redemption, so many pains were not necessary, because since she had no sin, the inheritance of pains was not for her. Her inheritance was the kingdom of my will. But in order to give the kingdom of redemption to creatures, she had to submit herself to so many pains. So the fruits of redemption were matured in the kingdom of my will, possessed by me and by my mama. There is nothing beautiful, good, or useful which does not come from my will. Now, united to the sovereign queen, came my humanity. She remained hidden in me, in my sorrows and my pains. Therefore, little was known about her. But as for my humanity, it was necessary that what I did, how much I suffered, and how much I loved be known. If nothing were known, I could not form the kingdom of redemption. The knowledge of my pains and of my love is magnet and spur, incitement and light to draw souls to taking the remedies, the goods contained in it. Knowing how much their sins and their salvation cost me is chain that binds them to me and prevents new sins. If, on the other hand, they had known nothing of my pains and of my death, not knowing how much their salvation cost me, no one would have given a thought to loving me and saving his soul. See then how necessary it is to make known how much he or she who has formed within him or herself a universal good to give it to others has done. See then how necessary it is to make known how much he or she who has formed within him or herself a universal good to give it to others has done and suffered. Now, my daughter, just as it was necessary to make known to creatures who he and she were and how much it cost them to form the kingdom of redemption, so it is necessary to make known she whom my paternal goodness has chosen first to form the kingdom of the supreme fiat within her, and then to give rise to its transmission to others. Just as it was for redemption, which was formed between me and my celestial mama first, and then became known to creatures, so it will be for the supreme fiat. Therefore, it is necessary to make known how much this kingdom of my will costs me, that so that man might enter once again into the kingdom he had lost, I had to sacrifice the littlest of all creatures, keeping her nailed to a bed for 40 years and more, without air, without the fullness of the light of the sun that everyone enjoys. How her little heart has been the refuge of my pains and of those of creatures. How she has loved all, prayed for all, defended all. How many times she has exposed herself to the blows of divine justice to defend all of her brothers, and then her intimate pains and the very privations of me that martyred her little heart, giving her continuous death. In fact, since she has known no other life but mine, no other will but mine, all of these pains laid the foundations of the kingdom of my will, and like solar rays, matured the fruits of the supreme fiat. So it is necessary to make known how much this kingdom cost you and me, so that from its cost, they may know how much I yearn for them to acquire it, and from its cost, they may appreciate it, love it, and aspire to enter to live in the kingdom of my supreme will. I wrote this to obey, but the effort has been so great that I could just barely mention my poor existence, since because of the great reluctance, I feel my blood freeze in my veins. However, I can but repeat always, fiat, fiat, fiat.
Oh, this whole reading is just so beautiful. And it's so great for us to be here and to hear it and to understand. Not the church doesn't even know. She calls it seven swords, and we know the truth just from reading that. I'm just going to read a part, just a little bit here, that we want to take with us. At the bottom of the first page, since she possessed the unity of the light of my will, this light brought to her, pierced her heart. Not only the seven swords told by the church, but all swords, spears, and pricks of all sins and pains of creatures, which martyred their maternal heart, her maternal heart, in harrowing away. But this is nothing. This light brought her all my pains, my humiliations, my torments, my thorns, my nails, the most intimate pains of my heart. The heart of my mama was the true sun, though one can say, see nothing but light. This light contains all the goods and effects that the earth receives and possesses. So one can say that the earth is enclosed in the sun. The same for the sorrowful queen. One could only see her person, but the light of my supreme will enclosed in her all possible imaginal pains. We didn't know that. That's strong, isn't it? And the more intimate and unknown these pains were, the more valuable and powerful they were over the divine heart to imitate the long-for Redeemer. And more than solar light, they descended into the heart of creatures to conquer them and to bind them in the kingdom of redemption. It's just that little bit of reading there makes us look at the Blessed Mother in a different light, doesn't it? It looked like without reading this and understanding all this, we think, well, she escaped an awful lot of suffering. She had the suffering at the cross and et cetera. But this really pins it all down, that she suffered more than anyone else could suffer. Amen.
Thank you. July 14th, 1926. How Jesus kept the kingdom of his will prepared in his humanity to give it back to creatures. All divine and human interests are in danger if one does not live in the divine will. I continue my usual fusions in the holy will. Many times my sweet Jesus accompanies me in the repetition of these acts. Other times he stays there to see whether anything escapes me of all that he has done, both in creation and redemption and all goodness. He makes it present to me that I may place even just one little I love you, one thank you, one adoration, telling me that it is necessary to recognize what point his will has extended the boundaries of the kingdom of his volition for love of the creature, that she may go around in this kingdom to enjoy it, and through her love, her possession of it may become more stable, and seeing her always in it, everyone, heaven and earth, may recognize that the kingdom of his will has now delivered its heiress, who loves it and is happy to possess it. Now, while I was feeling sunken in this eternal volition, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen with his heart open, and at each heartbeat of his a ray of light came out, at the tip of which one could see a fiat impressed. And since the beating of the heart is continuous, as one ray would come out, another would follow, and then another one. They never stopped coming out. These rays invaded heaven and earth, but all of them carried the fiat impressed on them. And not only his heart, but as he looked, rays would come out of his eyes. As he spoke, as he moved his hands and feet, rays would come out, all of them carrying the supreme fiat as glory and triumph. It was an enchantment to see Jesus, beautiful, all transfused, in these rays of light that came out of his adorable person. But what gave him sumptuousness, majesty, magnificence, glory, beauty, was the fiat. Its light eclipsed me, and I would have stayed there for centuries before Jesus, without saying anything to him, if he himself had not broken the silence, telling me, "My daughter, the perfect glory and the complete honor were given to my will by my humanity. It was precisely in my interior, in the center of this heart, that I formed the kingdom of the supreme will. And since man had lost it, and there was no hope that he might be able to acquire it, my humanity reacquired it through intimate and unheard of pains, giving it all the honors due to it and the glory that the creature took away from it, so as to give it back to the creature. So the kingdom of my will was formed inside my humanity. Therefore, everything that was formed in my humanity and came out of it carried the mark of the fiat. Each one of my thoughts, gazes, breaths, heartbeats, each drop of my blood, everything carried the seal of the fiat of my supreme kingdom. This gave me so much glory and embellished me so much that heaven and earth remained below and as though obscured before me, because my divine will is superior to everything and puts everything under itself as its footstool. Now in the round of the centuries, I looked for one whom to entrust this kingdom, and I have been like a pregnant mother who agonizes, who suffers, because she wants to deliver her baby but cannot do it. Poor mother, how much she suffers, for she cannot enjoy the fruit of her womb. More so, since the existence of this birth, which is mature and does not come out, is always in danger. More than the pregnant mother have I been for so many centuries. How much I have suffered, how I have agonized in seeing the interests of my glory in danger, both of creation and of redemption. More so, since I kept this kingdom as though in secret and hidden in my heart, without even the outlet of manifesting it. And this made me agonize even more, because not seeing it in the creatures, the true dispositions, that I might give this birth from myself, and since they had not taken all the goods contained in the kingdom of redemption, I could not venture to give them the kingdom of my will, which contains greater goods. More so, since the goods of redemption will serve as provision, as antidote, so that on entering the kingdom of my will, they might not repeat a second fall like that of Adam. So if not all these goods had been taken, on the contrary, they had been tampered with and trampled upon, how could this birth, my kingdom, come out from within my humanity? Therefore, I contented myself with agonizing, suffering, waiting more than a mother, so as not to expose this dear birth from myself, my kingdom, to any danger. And so while agonizing, for I wanted to deliver of it, to give it to the creature as gift, and to secure the interest of creation and redemption, which were all in danger. In fact, until man returns into the kingdom of the supreme will, our interest and his will, all and his our interests and his will always be in danger, because outside of our will, man is always a disorder in our creative work. He is a clashing note that takes the perfect harmony away from the sanctity of our works. I looked at the rounds of centuries, waiting for my little newborn in the kingdom of my will, placing around her all the goods of redemption for the safety of the kingdom of my will. And more than a suffering mother who has agonized for so long, I entrust to you this birth from myself and the destiny of this, my kingdom. And it is not only my humanity that wants to deliver of this birth that cost me so much, but the whole creation is pregnant with my will and agonizes because it wants to deliver of it for the creatures to establish once again the kingdom of their God in the midst of creatures. Therefore, creation is like a veil that hides my will, which is like a birth within it. But creatures take the veil and reject the birth present inside it. The kingdom of my will is the sun, but while they take the effects of the sun, which, like veil, conceals my will and the goods it produces, they reject my will. They do not recognize it, nor do they let themselves be dominated by it. So they take the natural goods present in the sun, but reject the goods of the soul, the kingdom of my will that reigns in the sun and wants to give itself to them. Oh, how my will agonizes in the sun, wanting to give birth from the height of its sphere in order to reign in the midst of creatures. The kingdom of my will is the sky, looking at the creatures with its eyes of light, which are the stars, to see if they want to receive it, so that it may reign in their midst. The kingdom of my will is the sea. It makes itself heard with its roaring waves, and its waters hide it like a veil. But man makes use of the sea. He takes its fish, but does not bother about my will, and causes it to agonize like a birth constrained in the womb of the waters. So all the elements are pregnant with my will, the wind, the fire, the flower, the whole earth. They are all veils that conceal it. Now who will give this outlet and relief to my humanity? Who will break these veils so that many created things that conceal it? One who will recognize in all things the bearers of my will and paying the honors due to it, will let it reign in her soul, giving it dominion in her subjection. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive. Give this contentment to your Jesus, who has agonized so much until now to release this birth of my supreme kingdom, and together with me, the whole creation, as a single act, will break the veils and will deposit in you the birth of my will that all things conceal.